Amen. In the name of Jesus, we start this testimony session before we conclude COICC 2015. Today is the first day of 2016 already. Right? It's a perfect setting to conclude. Let's sing hymn 491. 491. Pray, special prayer for two ladies. We have sister Lily, two ladies to testify this morning. So pray for them so they can share how they receive blessing. You know, and we can really receive the edification through their testimonies. And pray for them because once we testified, that means we make a commitment. We proclaim, I am saved by the Lord. I want to follow him to the end. Let's pray together. Okay. So we invite Sister Lily Huang. She from Vancouver, Canada. So, I think Lily came to attend CYC a couple of times already. So we some of us are very familiar with Sister Lily. Okay, let's have a seat Sister Lily, please.
Let's have our heads and pray in silence. Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lily, I'm from Vancouver, and I'm a third-year business student. So I've always struggled with knowing whether something was God's will or my own personal decision. Being born to the church, I always knew to pray to God about my problems and the decisions I had to make. But to be honest, I feel like even though I do pray, I'm just asking God to make things go my way. My life up until now has been pretty smooth, no major life events, and I easily decided on which university to go to. But through a recent job searching experience, I was able to learn to trust in God more and to understand that He knows the best for me. So I'm currently in my third year, and that's when we start looking for co-op jobs, which they're basically like paid internships where companies hire students to work full-time for a semester or two in a field that they're interested to be in the future. So in the spring semester, I started seeking for a summer co-op job, and I was lazy and reluctant to start my job search since it requires so much time and effort. I procrastinated and began around the middle of the semester. The co-op advisor said that on average, we had to submit at least 10 applications to get one interview and go to 4 interviews to get one job offer. After I submitted my first resume, I immediately got an interview. I praised and thanked God, but somewhere in my heart, I believed that it was my own abilities. I went into the interview feeling nervous, but after having a nice conversation with the interviewer, I felt a little confident in myself. It was also an accounting job where they were hiring students without any experience, so that's kind of rare. And I really, really wanted it because I want to be an accountant in the future. So the co-op jobs I was looking for, they start right away at the beginning of the summer semester in the first week of May. But I also wanted to go to RETS, which was also in the first week of May. I prayed to God for the courage to let my interviewers know that I will need to take a week off right at the beginning of the work term, and to pray to God that I won't feel discouraged even if I get rejected. So even though I had felt good about my first interview, I did not land the job, and I was quite upset about it. But it made me reflect on how much I had relied on God for my job search, which was very, very little. After many more applications and interviews, I still had no job offers. It was getting closer to the end of the semester, and I was getting more anxious. At one point, I debated whether I should take time off from RETS to attend the interviews, or even just accept a job that started right away and not go to RETS. Thank God my dad was able to encourage me. He told me to submit all of my last applications I had and to attend RETS without worrying about anything, but to just focus on God. He told me that God will take care of everything, and even if things don't work out, there's always next time. So I submitted all my applications, thinking that if it was God's will, the companies would contact me after RETS was over. And thank God I was able to focus during that week and cast all my worries to God. I ended up getting a job offer for a job that was starting the following semester in fall. And it was a really competitive job that everyone wanted, and I really didn't think I would get it. But I was able to smoothly pass the written exam and the interview. And there was also a security check that was supposed to take up to 6 months, but I finished it within 2 months. So yeah, it was all really smooth. And I really thank God because I think He knew which job was right for me. Some of the other jobs I got interviewed for, I could tell that their office was probably full of really talkative people. And I don't like to talk, so I probably wouldn't fit in. But the job that I got was more individual based, and everybody was really nice. And then even my manager was really similar to me because she's also quiet and shy, and it's rare to find managers like that. And 1 month into my job, my manager offered to extend my co-op from 4 months to 8 months, and she even asked me if I wanted to take any time off for vacation, and co-op students usually don't get vacation. So I told her that I wanted to take a week off in December for CYSC, and she immediately agreed. So I think I'm really blessed to work in an environment where they really respect your religion and beliefs. Through this process, I learned to rely on God more and to trust Him, like, with my whole heart. He knows what's the best for me, and He also wishes to give me the best. Even though my co-op ended up starting a semester later, it was a much better job for me and more suitable for me. Just like it says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God has a beautiful plan for all of us and for our futures, and it's a plan full of peace and full of hope. So even if we're going through difficulties right now, things will get better if we're able to fully trust in God. And when we look back, we'll be able to see how it was a blessing from God. May all the glory and praise be unto God. Amen.
Okay. Thank God. It's a very encouraging testimony. How I think every one of us will face a situation. We are looking for certain work to work for, and then this is a decision we have to make, because a job may train us, and this is how we rely on God from a small matter first. If we can really trust God in everything, put God first, seeking for His righteousness, His kingdom first, and then let the other rest to the hand of God. So God will guide. We have been, God's promise has been proved by many, many brothers and sisters. So in the future, we all have to face the need to, you know, seeking for a job. Let us all have this same attitude, same faith, trust God, and then looking for opportunity. God give us the best. You know, sometimes we have a dream job, but that's not the best, most suitable to us. But God grant us the chance, right? Just like she wanted to attend the church event, God just grant her to be able to be at the same time work to learn and to apply the knowledge, but at the same time, we use the time to train ourselves, prepare ourselves to serve in the church. Praise and God, this is very encouraging. So next, we have Sister Lily Wong to testify. Lily.
Our heads and pray in silence.
In the name of the
Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony. So in 2012, I came to the States.
我当时来的时候我在Chino Hills 住。
So when I first came, I was living in Chino Hills.
当时有朋友带我去就是别的教会。
And at that time, I had friends that brought me to other Christian churches.
在那个教会我也受洗。
And so I actually received baptism at the other church.
当时受洗的原因好像是想要当基督徒。
So the reason that I was baptized because I wanted to become a Christian.
但是当时道理没有很明白。
My understanding of the truth was not quite clear.
在2013年，然后我搬家，就十二月份我搬家搬到尔湾。
In 2013, in December, I moved to Irvine.
在搬家的路上，我叔叔开车的时候看见真耶稣教会。
So as I was driving past, I saw the sign that said True Jesus Church.
他就跟我说你可以来这个教会，因为这个教会离我们家比较近。
And I was told that I could go here because it's quite close to where I live.
但是当时我就觉得教会我不认识人，我不要去。
But at that time, I felt uncomfortable because I thought I wouldn't really know anyone at church.
在有一次，我们邻居就叫我们去他家做客。
And so at one time, a neighbor asked us to attend.
我在他家看到他那个桌子上放了一本圣经。
And on his at his house, they had a copy of the Bible on their coffee table.
然后我就问那个阿姨，我说你们是不是有去教会？可不可以带我去？
And so I asked them, do you go to a church? Can I attend with you?
他们说他们去的是美国人的教会。
And they said the church that we attend is an American church.
我一听美国人教会，因为我英语不行，所以我不要去。
And when they said that it was an American church, I didn't want to go because I'm not that good at English.
在2014年大概四月份吧，然后我去超市买菜。
In 2014, when I went to the grocery store to get some groceries.
然后当时我买完菜出来的时候，有一个男生他拿的传单给我。
There was a man he was passing out flyers.
他说我们基督教会有一个活动，然后就还没有说别的，我又听基督教会，我说哎我就要找基督教会，正好有一个人就给我一个机会，我说好啊好啊，我是基督徒，我要去。
So at that time, the only thing he said, oh, there's a we're a Christian church and we have an event and.When I heard that it was Christian, I wanted to go because, for me, I identified with Christianity.
当时他又留了我的电话，然后把那个传单给我，告诉我地址，然后几点几点去。
So I received the address information, and he took down my contact information.
但是，然后等到那天，我带的是我表弟还有我表妹一块儿去。
So at that time, I went with my cousins.
我们进去以后，我感觉就是有点不一样，因为我也是来美国就去过一次教会，等于是那个是第二次才去。
So for me, I've only been to two churches, and when I went into this church, I could just feel that there was something different.
我觉得可能是每一个教会都不一样吧。
In my heart, I thought maybe it's just because it's a different atmosphere, and every church is different.
然后那个男生就。让我们接待我们，然后让我们坐下。
And there is a man who is an usher, and he brought us to where we should sit.
当时台上坐了好多人。
At that time, there were a lot of people near the pulpit.
那个感觉好像是在法庭上，然后好多法官在上面，然后我们坐在庭审。
At that time, I thought I was in a courtroom, and there were all judges staring us at us and judging us.
然后他们讲什么我也听不太懂。
And what they were saying, I just couldn't understand it.
然后我好像隐约听到，好像他们说摩门教。
And there, heard that there were a Mormon church.
然后我跟我表妹低声就讨论，我说怎么是摩门教，不是基督教吗？
So I started talking to my cousins, and we were discussing why is it a Mormon church and not a Christian church?
然后当时结束完以后，我们本来就要走。
And at that time, When the service had concluded, we decided we wanted to leave.
是当时我带的我表弟，因为他很小，然后他说我们有小孩的班，你要不要过来？给孩子去上课。
And because one of the cousins that I brought, he's quite young, they said they had a religious education class.
然后我就说好吧，然后我们就去听。
So they, we brought my cousin to the class.
因为当时具体讲什么我不知道，但是唯一我印象比较深刻的就是他们在祷告。
I don't quite remember what they talked about, but something that stuck with me was their prayer.
因为他们祷告好像大人在念一句，然后小孩跟着念一句。
So the way they prayed is the adults would speak a phrase, and then the students would repeat the phrase.
但是当时念什么我不知道，我忘记了。但是我那个感觉让我感觉好像是大人在跟小孩子洗脑。
I don't remember the contents of the prayer, but the way I felt it was like it was an adult just trying to teach the child.
然后我当时
brainwash the child.
然后我就说，我说这个教会肯定不要来，孩子会变傻的。
So I thought in my heart we shouldn't bring the children here because they'll become stupid.
然后后来我回到家以后，那个就是那个给我发传单的那个小伙子还给我打电话。
And so the person I given my contact information to, he tried to call me.
然后我就问他，我说我是要去基督教会，然后他说我们是基督教会哦。然后我说哦，然后我因为我当时不知道摩门教也是基督教会。
When he called, I said I didn't know you guys were a Mormon church. You guys said it was a Christian church, and so he said, "Oh, well, we are Christian."
后来我就找借口拒绝他，然后你就把他电话也给拉黑了。
So later, I made some excuses, and then I blacklisted his number.
然后我就想起来，因为我们刚搬家的时候，我叔叔说那个真耶稣教会。
So.I remember when I was moving, I saw the sign that said True Jesus Church.
因为我看见他写中文，我说应该是华人教会。
So because I saw that there was Chinese written on it, I thought, oh, this is probably a Chinese church.
然后我就想要去那个教会。
So for me, I wanted to go to that church.
但是我其实就是挺，也不是说胆小吧，但我去教会跑去了四次，我第四次才踏进那个教会。
So I don't know if my courage is just small, but I actually went to the church four times, but only on the fourth time did I actually enter the chapel.
然后进去以后，有人接待我，我们就到会堂里边坐下。
So when I entered the chapel, the usher greeted me and brought me to a place where I could sit.
然后，当时我们进去的时候，就是他们正在祷告。
So when I entered, it was the time of prayer for them.
然后等到我坐下的时候，我发现大家都在身体在抖动，然后就在那儿祷告。
So I noted that the people when they were praying, their bodies were moving.
因为我之前不是去摩门教嘛，我就有点心里感觉就怪怪，有点怕怕的。然后我来这个教会，然后进来他们就在祷告，然后我说，哎，怎么又走错教会了？是不是应该再找一个教会？
So when I entered the Mormon church, I also had this feeling of discomfort in my heart. But when I entered this church as well, I also felt these people are all praying, and it's quite weird. I didn't know why I entered the wrong church again.
然后我就等他，不知道讲什么，反正也没有专心听。然后结束了以后，就赶紧就走。
I wasn't paying much attention to the contents of the sermon, but.After it was finished, I just left.
但是当时，我在教会坐的时候，有一个姐妹过来陪我。
So while I was sitting there in the listening to the sermon, a church sister actually came and sat next to me.
她特别好，然后还留了我电话。
So she was quite kind to me, and she also got my contact information.
因为当时结束完以后，我也没打算要再来这个教会。
And after the service, I actually didn't really want to come back to this church.
大概是周四吧，然后他跟我打电话说，哎，我们教会有聚会，你要不要来呀？
So on Thursday, she called me and said, "Oh, we have a service. Would you like to come?"
你知道吗？他说话很温柔，让你就不好意思去拒绝他。
So the way she spoke, it was so warm and kind-hearted. You didn't want to reject her.
然后我就说，那好吧，反正我也有时间。我说那就去听一听吧。
So for me, I said, oh well, I guess I have time, so I might as well go and listen.
然后我去听的时候，因为我去的比较晚，因为我知道要祷告，我就想要错过那个时间，然后我就去的比较晚。
So I arrived a little late because I knew that they would pray beforehand. So I wanted to just to not have to experience that.
然后等到我进去以后坐下，然后听传道在讲道。
So when I sat down and I was listening to the sermon,
我说，哎，怎么我好像我没跟他讲什么话呀？我也，他怎么知道我心里？他好像他在跟我讲话。
Even though I had never spoken to the speaker, it felt as if he knew what was in my heart and he was speaking to me.
然后我就，那个聚会我就听得特别专心。
And so during that sermon, I listened very intently.
然后我也没有那么排斥这个教会。
And I didn't have that many reservations against the church anymore.
后来然后那个姐妹又跟我打电话说周一晚上有聚会，你要不要来？
So later when the sister called me again and said there's another service, would you like to come?
我说可以。
I said yes.
然后我们就去参加晚上的聚会。
So we went to the evening service as well.
因为那段时间我心里也有好多事情压在心里。
For me, during that time, there were a lot of burdens in my heart.
然后那个聚会的时候，然后我记得传道有讲说是交托。
I remember the sermon at that time was about reliance.
然后我就觉得好像他也是跟我在讲话。
And again, I felt that that the sermon speaker was speaking to me.
然后在那个结束祷告的时候，我就把我心里的一些就是那些重担，然后我就交托给神。
During that concluding prayer, I really gave up all my burdens to Christ.
当时是我第一次有那种体验。
And that was the first time I had such an experience.
我觉得身体特别特别热。
My body just felt extremely warm.
然后我闭着眼睛的时候，我看到那个光，好像比电灯的光还要亮，但是不刺眼。
And when I closed my eyes, I saw a great light shining, but it's much brighter than any of the lights here, but it wouldn't pierce the eyes.
然后当时我很平安。
And for me, I felt peace.
然后后来就是我继续就这样，就去慕道。
And so I continued to be a truth seeker.
在七月份的时候是灵恩会，是音乐灵恩会。
So during the January evangelical service.
然后我就要July 七月。
Okay, during the July evangelical service.
然后我就邀我表妹去听。
I brought my cousin to come with me.
然后结束的时候，因为我有我自己的第一次体验，就祷告，因为我也没有跟他讲。然后我就在结束祷告的时候，我就替他祷告，说千万不要害怕，不要被吓跑。
So, because of my own personal experience with the prayer, I told her at the concluding prayer, don't be afraid, don't be scared, just pray.
然后我那个体验就是，我就觉得我那个好像一股热热的力量从我的那个后背一下就降下来，就特别特别热。
And during that prayer, I felt there was a great warmth coming down and descending on my back.
然后我就感觉到我的舌头在嘴里就好像在跳舞一样，就一直在动动动动动。
And I felt that my tongue began to move like almost as if it were dancing.
然后结束完了以后，我就问我表妹，我说你有没有，因为我在她旁边嘛，我说你有没有听到我祷告怪怪的。
So after the prayer, I asked my cousin, did you hear that my prayer was a little strange?
然后她说没有，她说她听到旁边有一个弟兄祷告特别大声。
And she said no, but I did hear a brother next to me that was praying quite loudly.
然后因为我在美国是跟我表弟两个人在一块住。
So for me, I live with my two cousins.
然后我不知道为什么，然后后来我慕道的时候，反正就是我每次去教会，他都会肚子疼。
So for some reason, whenever they would attend church, they would have stomach pains.
然后有一次我就在那个去教会祷告。
And so one time I went to pray.
因为小孩子他祷告时间很短，他就跪在我旁边。
And because he's quite young, when he prays, he kneels next to me.
我在祷告的时候，我就会有时候我就会看他一下。
And sometimes during prayer, I'll check up on him.
然后我就祷告的时候扭头的时候，我就看到一个老太太，然后好像拄一个拐杖，这样斜着眼睛看着我。
And During one of these times, I saw an older older lady. She had a cane and she had her eyes slanted and was looking at me.
然后当时吓我一跳。
And it scared me.
然后我就赶紧睁开眼睛就看见也没有就再也没有再睁开眼睛闭上眼睛就没有那个东西。
And when I closed my eyes and opened them again, she was gone.
但是当时很害怕。
But for me, it really scared me.
然后祷告还没结束，我就带着我表弟就回家。
And even though the prayer hadn't ended, I brought my cousin and we left.
然后我就在想为什么去教会表弟肚子疼，然后我又看到那些东西。
So I thought it was strange that I brought my cousin and they would have stomach aches and I would see such a thing.
然后教会姐妹说这就是因为魔鬼不想让你来教会，所以他这些阻挡。
And so a sister told me that it's because Satan doesn't want you to come to the church, so he's using these tactics to discourage you.
然后那个时候其实我也想要受洗。
So during that time, I wanted to be baptized.
所以有那些事情发生以后更坚定我要受洗。
And after those incidents, I had a greater determination to receive baptism.
然后等到十月份灵恩会的时候。
In the October evangelical service.
然后因为是周三是灵恩布道会晚上。
And on Wednesday it was the evangelical night.
然后我有去参加。
I also attended.
因为我要受洗，所以应该周三、周四、周五、周六、周日我都去。
So because I wanted to receive baptism, I should attend every service from Wednesday to Sunday.
结果我周三晚上回到家以后，我阿姨就给我打了一个国际长途。
And so when I came home on Wednesday night, my family member called me with a long distance call.
然后就说了一些，就是意思就是说你不要去教会了。
And the purpose of her call was to tell me to no longer go to church.
当时还说了一些就是不好听的话。
And she said some other things that were quite rude.
我当时听了特别伤心。
And when I heard it, in my heart, I was very sad.
但是我阿姨跟我讲说不让我去教会，然后我也有听她，我说好，那你我周四周五周六我都不去，那我周日去受洗。
I was also encouraged to go. In the end, I decided to compromise and not go Thursday to Saturday, but attend Sunday and be baptized.
所以我周日就去，早上的时候我就去收拾好东西，我就去受洗。
So Sunday, I prepared my things and I went to be baptized.
因为当时我姥姥在我们家住。
And at that time, my grandma was also living with me.
她其实跟我阿姨站同一。就是同一战线，就都不想让我去教会。
She like my aunt doesn't want me to go to church.
然后我就跟她说，我说，我要受洗。
So when I told her I was going to go to be baptized.
因为我提前已经把东西都整理好了。
And I had already prepared everything.
然后她还没有想办法，就是想要阻止我，我就走了。
And she before she had time to make up a plan to stop me from going, I left.
然后受洗完了，大概有好像我忘记了，反正我阿姨就从中国来美国。
I don't remember when, but after my baptism, my aunt came from China.
然后有一次我就跟我阿姨分享，就是我这一路的一些见证啊什么的。
And so I started to testify to her about the things that had happened to me.
然后我就跟她讲，我说我受洗那天你还跟我打电话说不要让我受洗。
And I reminded her that on the day that I was going to be baptized during that week, you had called me.
然后她说她没有。
And she said that she actually hadn't.
她居然就是完全，她跟我怎么讲的，我又跟她讲一遍，她说没有，她没有那样说。
And so I told her the things that she had said to me that during that call, and she said I never spoke those things.
然后我就觉得有点惊讶。
So I was a little frightened at that.
然后还有让我惊讶的是，我 周日受完洗以后，然后第二个礼拜我姥姥就跟我说，你们那个教会怎么样？
And another thing that was interesting to me was after the week after my baptism, my grandma asked me, what is the church like?
然后我说不错啊。
And I told her, oh, it's quite nice.
然后姥姥说，那我们跟你一块儿去吧。
And so she said, okay, then we'll go with you then.
然后他们有跟我去教会好多次。
And so, they came with me to church several times.
然后我要见证的就是我在今年四月份灵恩布道会，就是祷告会的时候。
In April during a prayer session, I was praying.
因为那段时间我就为我父母就是身体，因为他们身体都不舒服，所以为他们祷告，还有我妹妹的身体。
So I was praying for my parents and my sister because their health isn't very good.
然后当时我祷告的时候，我看到就是他们就好像就只有我一个人孤零零的跪在那儿，然后他们都好像就是躺在那个冰冷冷的，就好像已经去世了，躺在那个床上。
And so when I was praying, I felt as if I was praying alone, and I saw them.Laying there, the three of them in separate caskets as if they had already passed away.
当时我就在想，我说我在祷告他们健康，为什么他们都会死掉？
At that time, I thought, if I'm praying for them, how come they've all died?
然后我刚开始为祷告的时候，我说求神医治他们，后来变成说求神救他们。
And originally, I started my prayers by saying, oh, please, God, help and heal them. But later, when I saw this, I said, God, please save them.
因为当时我就看见他们都去世了，就死掉了，躺在那个冰了，我就一边哭一边求神。
So when I saw the vision of them laying in the casket, I started to cry.
然后后来结果就是突然就放大，好多人都躺在一个就是那个床上，都好像都死掉了，就我一个人在那儿跪着。
And later I saw,even more people laying there, it was only me there praying for them.
然后我就当时我就哭得更厉害了，我说求神救他们，救他们。
And so at that time, I started crying even harder and praying, God, please save them.
然后结果就祷告结束了。
And after that, the prayer ended.
然后因为我就特别伤心，然后我父母跟我打电话，然后我都不敢接他们的。
And so, because I was so sad when my parents called me, I didn't really want to answer.
我因为我怕是别人拿他的电话打过来，说有什么不好的消息给我。
Because I was worried that it was someone else calling using their phone and telling me of some terrible thing that had happened to them.
然后等到晚上我祷告的时候。
And so that night when I prayed.
我同样还是为他们，就是求神救他们。
I continue to pray that they may be saved.
然后我看到我没有再哭泣，我没有难过。
And after that prayer, I no longer cried and I wasn't as sad.
我就感觉我好像在看电影。
And I saw something almost as if out of a movie.
然后我就看见一个穿着很白色的就是穿上白色的衣服的人在水里好像在受洗。
And there is a man.Clothed in white, and he was standing in water as if ready to baptize.
然后我又看到，就是好像有一个人在为另一个人洗脚，就只有他们两个人。
And I saw only two people there.
然后我又看到，因为当时我就看到不是吃无酵饼和葡萄汁，我是看见他们真的是在吃肉，然后喝洗，我都可以闻到那个血的那个味道。
And I saw them not partaking the Holy Communion, but eating physical flesh and drinking actual blood. And for me, I could even smell the smell of the blood.
然后祷告结束以后，我就跟那个姐妹就分享我看到的东西。
And so after the prayer, I told the sister what I had just seen in my prayers.
然后那个姐妹就跟我说，说是你是要为你父母。不要为他们的身体健康祷告，你要为他们的那个灵命重生祷告。
And she told me, You don't need to pray for their physical health, but rather you need to pray that they may be saved.
然后我晚上看见的那个意象就是我们教会受洗、洗脚礼和圣餐。
What I had seen was the baptism and the foot washing in the Holy Communion of our church.
感谢神，我从那个时候我就一直在为他们祷告。
And from that time, I continued to pray for them.
因为我觉得要传福音，必须要我回到中国带他们去教会才可以传。
Because I know if I really want to truly preach to them, I need to return back to China and bring them to the church.
然后有一次我就在祷告中，我就问神，我说我要回中国跟我父母传福音吗？
And so one time in my prayers, I asked God, if it was His will for me to return to China to preach to them.
然后我听到的一个声音好像在跟我讲，说是你在美国都不去传福音，你回中国有可能吗？
And I heard a voice that said, if you don't even preach in America, how are you going to be able to preach back in China?
因为当时没有理解，就说哦，可能就是我要让我在这边传吧，我也不知道，我没有理解到，所以我就也没有回去，也没有传福音。
And at that time, I didn't really understand it, so I didn't change my behaviors to preach in America either.
然后等到就最近，我不知道为什么，好像圣灵在感动我。我就因为我一直都有为我父母祷告，然后我就有一次就跟我父母打电话。
And so, because I'm always praying for my parents, then one time the Holy Spirit moved me and I called my parents.
然后我跟我父母打电话，我说，我信基督教。
And I told them, I believe in Christ.
然后。我说我是真的信哦，我不是假的信。
And I truly believe it's not fake.
然后我就跟他讲一些就是我在这边听到的见证，还有我的体验。
And I began to tell them of the testimonies that I had heard in my own personal experiences.
我就跟他们讲，然后他们就很愿意去接受。
And I told them about all these things, and they were very willing to accept.
然后最后的时候都跟我一块儿就跪下来一块儿祷告。
And at the end of it, we kneeled down together, and they were willing to pray.
感谢神，我以为我觉得他们应该是不会愿意跟我一块儿祷告，也不愿意接受这个福音。
At first, I thought they wouldn't be willing to accept the gospel or even to pray.
然后我觉得我代祷真的是很有用。
But thank God, my prayers were effective.
但他们现在就神在安排，他们也住的离教会很近，也很容易去教会，也可以自己在家里就是祷告。
God has already planned for them. Right now, where they live, they're very close to church, and they can pray at home.
现在就是有隔一段时间去跟他们跟进一下，就是有没有去教会啊之类的。
So now, I'll just contact them and ask them, if they've been going to church.
感谢神，愿一切颂赞荣耀归于天上的父。
Thank God, may all the glory be unto His holy name.
Amen.
Praise and thank God, we heard a very wonderful testimony. And it just fit in our theme for preaching the gospel. How important and how miraculouslythe Lord guide his sheep into his fold. So from Sister Lily's testimony, we can understand how important it is to really show our concern, our care to the newcomer. Now she, how a sister, she invite her, gently,so nicely to invite her to attend the service, right? So her attitude just make Lily no way to reject, right? So the way we invite others, the way we talk to others, actually will affect the work, right? So let's learn from this sister's way to care.The truth seekers, and if we see someone in the church as a new faith, what do? You just just like your routine sit, you sit your spot and then just listen to the sermon, or you find out this is your responsibility to sit beside the new face, the true seeker, and then show our concern, our care to the true seeker. And this action, this is a small action, but actually it make big difference. So we keep invite people to come. And we can see how the Holy Spirit work among members, including the true seekers. So the sermon speaker, through the movement of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so the message can just go into the true seeker's heart. So just like the Holy Spirit is talking to them. You know. So every sermon, you can see, even the fellowship only, the message is so important. And the word of God really effective and can just like a double-edged sword peer into people's heart. So that them feel, yes, God is talking to them. Also, we can see how important the prayer. It's very powerful. God uses his way to guide, to let the one who really seeking for God can experience God is here. So Holy Spirit change our understanding about God's existence. Through our logical thinking, we may consider, you know, this probably, you know, personal imagination. But once we receive the Holy Spirit, no one can deny. You know, Holy Spirit can give us, you know, some vision. You know, the vision is just confirm and prove God is taking care of everything. God is so loving. So our prayer, you can see, every time it changes just make our understanding even deeper. So prayer is important. Holy Spirit is a key. But at the same time, we can see how Satan tried to stop the gospel, right? So we have to pray for the true seekers. You know, somehow this is a spiritual battle, and we have to support them. So encourage them not be stopped by evil spirit. Okay, and we can also learn from her testimony about the vision, huh? How water baptism, foot washing, and Holy Communion so vivid, like this is essential to receive this salvation. Also, let's come out with the same heart to preach to our household, our beloved families, and also the friends. We have so many things to do. But the most important thing is to save the soul. Unless people can be safe, otherwise, no matter how healthy they are, how successful they attend from this world, at the end, just like so many bodies just lay on the cold and the very cruel bed, right? So we want to make everybody a living being, just like to fulfill God's will. So make our life more meaningful. So this is a new year, right? It's new year. Let us come out with the same attitude, same determination. We try to preach more. So I think last night during our sharing, evening sharing, we all have made this determination. We come out with a goal, common goal. So next year, actually this year, at the end of 2016, we will gather together again in Cerritos, right? I think many of us will return here to review what we have done in this year, right? Just like last year, 2015, we also did the same thing. Many of you, you return, and we can see how our spirituality grows already, right? So next year, we will be even better. So may God bless us and also Holy Spirit guide us, guide our way. So this new year, we can have more time spent in prayer, reading Bible. Also, let's go back home to carry out this commission from the Lord. We preach, do our best, pray for them. And we just do what we can do and let the rest at the hand of God. And God will make the increase, make the seed grow and bear fruit. Okay. Thank God. Let's pray in silence to conclude this testimony.